The Roosevelts, An Intimate History, is a seven-part, 14-hour documentary by Ken Burns and written by long-term Burns collaborator Jeffrey Ward. The film interlaces the stories of Theodore Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt, three members of one of the most prominent families in American politics. Here's Burns.
This is about all three of them. And while there's tons of stuff, films and books on TR and FDR and FDR and Eleanor and Eleanor, there's nothing that connects them as the family drama it is. This is the story of three individuals all born with the last name Roosevelt and the complicated stories of their upbringings, the complicated traumas of childhood, particularly for Theodore and Eleanor, the imposition of infantile paralysis at age 39 for Franklin, all of the complicated relationships that develop have not been told in quite this fashion.
The Roosevelts follows the family's story for more than a century, from Theodore's birth in 1858 to Eleanor's death in 1962.
Though they might be as bold-faced names as you get in the American political hierarchy, they are nonetheless made familiar because their issues are human and understandable and familiar. There are divorces and there's illnesses and there's betrayals and misunderstandings and love and devotion. And so you can step back and realize that this family, the Roosevelts, have touched more Americans than any other family in American history. And that's a new way to begin a familiar story.
Burns says the film is unprecedented in another way.
The broadcast will be unprecedented in the history of television. There has never been an instance where a network has taken over an entire week of prime time and then some to show one film. I think it's an indication of their excitement. I think it's also, more importantly, an indication of the centrality of the three Roosevelts to our lives today.
As for why Burns, who has tackled topics as diverse as baseball, the Civil War, and Prohibition, and his collaborators chose to make the Roosevelts.
You know, we've been talking about it for a long time. We've had many, many other films that have crossed paths with Theodore and Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt. My writer, my longest time collaborator, Jeffrey Ward, is the writer of the script, and he's also an author of two magnificent books about the early life of Franklin Roosevelt, and he and I have been discussing it for decades. And originally it was just going to be Franklin, and then we just said, no, let's do them all. Let's try to understand them.
About Eleanor Roosevelt and a comparison with another former First Lady, Burns says,
she is the most consequential First Lady in American history. There's obviously a comparison to Hillary Clinton for a variety of reasons, some very obvious and having to do with policy and some also having to do with the personal issues that both of these very strong women have had to deal with in relationship to their husbands.
Burns says a major appeal of the documentary is human nature.
Human nature remains the same, that there were always playing out these things of human beings reacting to the random chaos of events. But it's particularly true of the Roosevelts, both Theodore and Franklin, as well as Eleanor. They are asking fundamental questions, the very questions that we ask in our own political circumstance today. What is the role of government? What can a citizen expect from that government? What is the nature of leadership? How does character inform leadership? How do traumas of life, the asthma and tragedies early in TR's life, the being orphaned and being so just oppressively insecure in Eleanor's case, polio in Franklin's case, how do they contribute to character and in turn to that leadership? What is the nature of heroism? Is it, as our media culture suggests, some sort of perfection? No, it's, as the Greeks have told us, a combination of very obvious strengths and maybe not so obvious weaknesses. And so our film is about the negotiation, sometimes the war, the inner war between these characters, these three high voltage personalities, between their strengths and their weaknesses. And that's actually, as the Greeks have been telling us, what defines heroism.
Lynn Bassanese is director of the Franklin D. Roosevelt Presidential Library and Museum in Hyde Park.
We believe that the airing of the 14 hours of the Roosevelts and Intimate History by Ken Burns will bring a whole new enthusiastic group of visitors to our site.
While Burns returned to Hyde Park to discuss the documentary, Bassanese points out that Burns has spent a lot of time at the FDR site.
He filmed here extensively. His production crew was here. His research crew spent hours and hours in our research room using our resources.
When you heard he was going to make this film, what was your reaction?
Great, we're going to get more people to come. Any time there's shows on the Roosevelts or PBS did shows, we always see an uptick in visitation. But for Ken Burns to do it, I think that it was going to be the definitive story of the Roosevelts. It was going to be the best.
Burns had a certain reaction upon returning to the FDR National Historic Site in Hyde Park.
Oh, God, I've loved it. I told them as I walked in here, just like naturally, I said, it's great to be home. And I go, wait, I live in New Hampshire. But I felt that it was home, you know.
The first episode of The Roosevelts, An Intimate History, on which Burns is director and producer, airs on PBS September 14th, running 7 consecutive nights. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.